This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Former U.S. President Donald Trump pleaded not guilty Thursday to charges that he tried to overturn the 2020 election. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Donald Trump has answered for the first time to federal charges that accuse him of orchestrating a failed attempt to block the peaceful transfer of presidential power. Trump appeared in a Washington federal courthouse 2 days after being indicted on 4 felony counts. The charges accuse him of trying to subvert the will of the voters and undo his election loss in the days before January 6, 2021, when supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol in a violent and bloody clash with law enforcement. Trump is facing charges that include conspiracy to defraud the United States and obstruct Congress's certification of President Biden's victory. Mike Hemp in Washington.
As West African states consider intervening in Niger's to restore democracy about a week after a military coup, Niger's ruling junta and civil society groups have called on citizens to fight for the country's freedom against foreign interference. We get more from AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Down with France, long live Niger, were some of the chants that bellowed out from a rally in Niger's capital, Niamey. The march falls on the West African nation's day of independence from its former colonial ruler, France, amid a spike in anti-French sentiment. Protesters were seen waving Russian flags during the protest. One civil society coordinator told the AP they want the immediate departure of all foreign forces. France has 1,500 soldiers in Niger who conduct joint operations with its military. Niger was seen by the West as a key strategic partner in the fight against jihadis linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State in the West African Sahel region. I'm Karen Chamas.
And for more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department announced Thursday the arrest of two U.S. Navy sailors on charges of passing sensitive national security material to China. Prosecutors say Jin Kao Wei and Zhao Wenhing have been charged with passing the secret photos, videos, and technical manuals to China in exchange for thousands of dollars. Both were charged with espionage. U.S. Attorney for the Southern California area, Randy Grossman, whose office handled the arrest, said the two men betrayed their duty as U.S. servicemen.
We have entrusted members of our military with tremendous responsibility and great faith. Our nation's safety and security are in their hands. When a soldier or sailor chooses cash over country and hands over national defense information in an ultimate act of betrayal, we have to be ready to act. And that's exactly what we have done here.
The United States is praising Kenya's interest in leading a multinational force in Haiti just weeks after openly warning Kenyan police officers against violent abuses. Now 1,000 of those police officers might head to Haiti to take on gang warfare. Kenya's police have long been accused by rights groups of killings, that is, and torture. The U.S. military may put armed troops on commercial ships and the Strait of Hormuz. We get more from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
The U.S. military is considering putting armed personnel on commercial ships traveling through the Strait of Hormuz to stop Iran from seizing and harassing civilian vessels. That's what four American officials told the Associated Press. If implemented, it would be an extraordinary step by the Pentagon. The military is dealing with a renewed effort by Iran to harass and seize ships traveling in the Strait, which is where 20% of all the world's crude oil passes through. I'm Shelley Adler.
An appeals court is allowing a rule restricting asylum at the southern U.S. border with Mexico to stay in place, and a major win for the Biden administration. The court decided Thursday to grant the administration's request to keep its policy in place while a longer legal battle plays out over the rule's legality. The new rule makes it extremely difficult to be granted asylum unless a migrant first seeks protection in the country they're traveling through or applies online. Rights groups have sued over the new rule, saying it endangered migrants. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.